This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Oh, yes, three. We are back and we are live. Welcome back to The Real Side with me, Xander Gibb, stepping in for Joe Messina. As I told you in the first hour, he's off in rehab for his chocolate addiction. He really is. If you believe that, you will believe anything. So step into the chat room, make your comments in there, and we will share them. Well, some of them, if they're appropriate. And if they're not about Joe's chocolate addiction, you can find The Real Side on social media, and you can find me everywhere on social media apart from Twitter, because they don't like the truth. In the second hour of The Real Side, I'll be talking to Dr. Gerard Lamiro. You see, I have the wrong teeth in tonight. I'm breaking them in for a horse. And he is a political analyst. He's going to be on after the first segment. Oh, yes, Siri. Let's go to the live chat and see. It has disappeared. This is the thing I love about Facebook. Here it is. We're back. We're back in the live chat. Hello to everybody who's still with us in the live chat. Hello to Larry. Hello to Alan. Hello to Ron. Hello to Gina. Hello to Donna. Hello to everybody. If I didn't mention your name, I am sorry. I'm not singling anyone out. Oh, no. Sorry. So are we all ready for Christmas? I've done all of my Christmas shopping, basically. The food shopping. I've also done the gift shopping. But here's the problem that I've found. And I was sharing this with Tammy before the show, is that, you know, I've bought gifts for people, and some of them are edible. Like for my aunt, I bought some shortbread because she's Scottish. And it started to call to me in the night. It's like, Xander, come and eat me. I'm really not supposed to eat those kind of things, you know, because I'm diabetic, but just occasionally it's really hard not to, you know, respond to food when it's calling to you. And I'm sure some of you, have had those experiences too. So what I intend to do tomorrow is I'm going to put all the gift bags on the dining table, pack up, all of the gifts and stick them and seal them. So that, you know, if I do get tempted, you know, I'm going to have to mess around and rewrap them. So that will be, good for me, I think, because it is hard, and I don't know, as much as I'm not supposed to eat things, I still get tempted by them. But I am one of these people that still kind of has to treat myself food-wise occasionally. You know, I don't go out and buy myself expensive clothes or expensive gifts, but I do like good food, and I like healthy food too. But what I really do like, as I'm sure if you ever come to England, you will want to try it, and that's fish and chips. You really, like every 6 weeks I have to go and have fish and chips, and I think it's the law, and that's kind of what I'm telling myself, that it is a legal requirement, every 6 weeks in the United Kingdom, to have fish and chips, because if you don't, they will almost, certainly send you to jail. And you wouldn't want that because I couldn't do my shows from prison, could I? So I wonder if some of you have been, we did a feature last week, or was it the week before, and we had the Queen on the show, or we had me impersonating the Queen, if you didn't work that out. But there's a lot of talk right now with regards to the royal family, that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, that's Meghan Markle and her husband, for those of you, that didn't know, that there's a real, split in the family, and that they don't get on with Prince William and his wife, Kate Middleton. And now what they've done is they all live in this big house, and they all have like their own apartments, but Meghan Markle is kind of too good for them. And so she's moved out and is now in this private house, you know, somewhere kind of like 100 miles away, just to kind of get away from them. And, there's already talk that they might get divorced, and I think that that's a shame. But the other thing that I found really interesting this week was that what they were doing was they were comparing Meghan Markle to Mrs. Simpson. Remember Wallis Simpson, the American lady who married the first Prince Edward, who gave up the throne, the crown, to marry a divorcee, but now it's totally acceptable. You know, Prince Charles married Camilla Parker Bowles, and she'd been married before, and so it's kind of sad when you think about it that, you know, back in the day they didn't allow these things. But bring you back to modern day, I wonder what you guys think of the royal family, because we don't really have the royal family in America. What we do have is we have these scary people in Hollywood that purport to be as good as royalty, but we really do know that they are not. Oh, no, they aren't. So I think that people would be surprised if Meghan Markle and Prince Harry got divorced so soon. But also they've announced this week that Meghan is pregnant, which is not a surprise. And that sound does tell us that we are going for a break. But stick around and join us afterwards when our guest will be Dr. Gerard Lamiro, PhD, author, political analyst, and expert on forecasting what's going to happen politically. Stick around. Oh, yeah.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Stepping in for Joe Messina. So step yourself into the chat room and share your thoughts, and we will share some of them on the live show. You can follow Real Side on social media, and you can find me there too everywhere but Twitter, because I scare them with the truth. Oh, yes, Siri. So our next guest tonight is Dr. Gerard Lamiro, PhD. He's an author, political analyst, and an expert on forecast models. Dr. Lamiro is the author of 5 books and has been called by the media host America's number one political analyst and the Nostradamus of political elections. I can't wait to find out more. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Lamiro. How is the world with you tonight, sir?
I am doing fantastic. fantastically well. I've started my sixth book, and I hope to have that finished next spring. And that's a lot of fun, and I just picked up a very interesting consulting client. So that's always fun.
Wow. So let me rewind you for a second about the writing, because I too am an author. I've written one book, and it took me several years to do, I would say 7 or 8 years.
Wow.
How do you find the discipline? Do you make yourself write something every day? Do you write an hour every day? How do you do it?
Well, I just go about whatever I have to do. So, for example, you know, if I'm committed to a TV show or an interview or a speaking engagement, I just go do it. And then as soon as I'm finished, I go back to the computer and pick up wherever I left off. And usually most days I can write 1,000 words minimum, 2,000 words maximum.
Wow.
I've had one 3,000-word day, but that's really rare. It's usually about 1,000 to 2,000 words a day, and I just do it, you know, out of my head plus my references that I use. And I do first draft as final draft. I rarely change anything except maybe add or subtract a comma or something very small, like maybe one adjective I don't like.
Wow.
So,
maybe I need to get some lessons from you. Maybe I need to get some lessons from you, because I can never work with just the first draft. It's always got to be edited. I don't know. I know what I want to say. I put it down and I think it sounds good, but then I get it edited and they change stuff.
What I do is I start with a table of contents and I start writing and I follow the line of logic of the writing, and then I'll say, oh, gee, I'm going to need another chapter in between one and two. And so I put that down at the table of contents. By the end of the book, I've gone through 18 different tables of contents.
Wow.
Only one draft of the book, because if I don't like a sentence, I will never write a second sentence. I have to like each sentence before I keep going. And if I think it doesn't sound right, it doesn't have the right rhythm to it. To me, it's like art. It has to have rhythm. It has to kind of be nice.
Absolutely.
That's what I am.
I totally get that.
Or else I'm not happy with it.
So would you say that's because you're a perfectionist, or just why would you say that is?
Well, I don't think it's perfection. I just want something really good because I want my readers to like it. And if they like it, they enjoy it, it's readable, then I feel like I've accomplished something. But I don't expect myself to be perfect. And I just try the best I can to do a good job that people are going to like. My readers are really the people who listen to talk radio and to TV. You know, the people who are interested in politics, economics, and that sort of stuff. And they just want to learn a little bit more about one particular aspect of it. And, you know, that's kind of what I do. A lot of writing is about the presidency and about elections, and people want to know more information, so I just try to say it in nice, clean English that's readable. I try to stay away. A lot of times I think of words I could use, but I know most people don't like those words. You know, they're uncomfortable. They don't want to take the time while they're on an airline flight to go look up a word.
No, because it has to be relatable, doesn't it, to the reader? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Some great tips there for authors. Now, I want to talk about the great man himself, Mr. Donald John Trump. You accurately and consistently predicted his victory long before most pollsters. Now, as someone that kind of, as soon as he was pronounced the nominee, you know, he got my support 250%. But I wasn't even really sure he was going to be able to pull it off due to the level of hate from the left. But where did you get this? What formula did you use for this prediction?
Well, the answer is I don't use a formula. I use forecast models.
Right.
And what I do with the forecast models, and forecast models are not polls. Forecast models look for trends in data that's related to polling, things like a registration dynamics, the first derivative of registration dynamics. That's the rate of change if you're into calculus. And there are a number of different things I look at. Voter intensity. Voter intensity is the probability of somebody says they're going to vote for someone. Do they actually follow through and vote? If they have low voter intensity, guess what? They may not vote. If they have high voter intensity, they do vote. But there are many, many variables that the pollsters don't even come close to looking at, and that's what I look at, and that's why my numbers frequently diverge from the pollsters. But I'll also say something, too. After the presidential election, one of the major polling firms, I won't name them because they might be embarrassed if I did, but the head of one of the top polling companies in the United States sent me an email the next morning and said, looks like you were right, we were wrong.
Wow.
And that's kind of a nice thing for them to say and admit, but I won't mention it because I don't want to hurt their feelings nationally. I'd rather stay friends with them.
Absolutely. That's praise from Caesar.
One of the things that I'll mention, though, about my forecast is there are two kind of forecasts I do. I do a who's going to win the presidential election, you know, when we're dealing with the presidential election. But I also do an individual forecast for each state in the United States. And
wow,
that's actually more accurate even than the national numbers. Because each state is like a separate election. If you win California, you get all of California's electoral votes. If you win, Pennsylvania, you get all of their votes. And it doesn't really matter what the rest of the country votes as far as Pennsylvania is concerned.
Absolutely. I got to stop you there, Dr. Lamero, but we will be back after these messages with more chat with Dr. Lamero. Stick around, and we will be with you again very soon.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Former FBI Director James Comey is weighing in on President Trump's pick for Attorney General. Following questioning from Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill, Comey says he knows and respects William Barr.
Bill Barr is a talented person who was a good Attorney General the first time. I liked him very much then. I think he'll serve the Justice Department well.
Barr is a former Attorney General under George H.W. Bush. President Trump also nominates former Fox News anchor and current State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert as ambassador to the United Nations. President Trump fired
back Friday at former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, calling him dumb as a rock, after the ex-diplomat claimed he always had to remind the president some of his plans would violate the law. In a rare public appearance, Tillerson sat down with former CBS News journalist Bob Schiffer during a fundraiser that, according to the Houston Chronicle, Trump fired back on Twitter, saying Tillerson didn't have the mental capacity needed as the nation's top diplomat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Normal? What does that even mean? Welcome back. If you just joined us, you're listening to The Real Side with me, Dadrick Gibb. Stepping in for Joe Messina. Don't forget to go to the chat room and share your thoughts, and we'll be checking in with you in there a little bit later. Oh, yes, Siri. I'm joined by my guest for the second hour, Dr. Gerard Lemuro. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Lemuro.
Happy to be with you.
It's great to have you. So I wanna move on just a little bit. Now, we just had the midterm elections. We've lost the House to the Democrats, and I'm going into therapy about that. Did you think that was something that was predictable? Because I really didn't think that was going to happen.
Well, believe it or not, I think my data, and I shouldn't say just data, the forecast, I don't want to use the term too loosely. The forecast I had was right, but I misinterpreted how to read it. And that's kind of unusual because I'm used to reading a lot of forecast models. But believe it or not, I predicted the House would stay in Republican hands and it would be more conservative. Well, guess what? It is going to be that in 2020. This was a two-step process. The only way the American voter could get rid of a lot of the establishment Republicans, or put it a different way, the only way the American voters could drain the swamp in the House was to first get rid of the incumbents who would not leave. And believe it or not, they did a fantastic job because 49 establishment Republicans lost their seats in 2018. Those 49 establishment Republicans, a lot of those are now having people, replace them that are socialists or far out leftists. And so it's not good for 2 years. However, in 2020, it appears like they're going to vote in a bunch of conservatives because believe it or not, there were many conservatives that actually won. Let me give you some numbers. Okay.
Okay.
There were 28 retirements and 14 resignations. That's 42.
Right.
Out of those 42 seats, believe it or not, they were replaced by 42 other Republicans. Okay. out of the 42, 35 of the new Republicans were all conservatives, pro-Trumpers. And the balance, 7, were actually anti-Trump. Well, you know what? The anti-Trump people didn't do too well. Out of the 7, 6 lost. Okay, but on the other hand, out of the 35, that were pro-Trump, 31. The overall net effect of this House is it's much more pro-Trump. Unfortunately, we lost control because the numbers were such that the control went to the Democrats because so many incumbents lost so quickly. And the benefits of incumbency, like getting elected without doing anything, which a lot of them do, and also fundraising and other things like that, it's just that way. And another point I want to make that's very important is that a lot of people starting in 2017 were mad at the House when they didn't do what they promised to do. They ran as conservatives, and they didn't act like conservatives. They acted like Democrats. They were hesitant about supporting Trump. They were hesitant about the conservative agenda. Well, guess what? Right now, 49 establishment Republicans have been swept away by the American voter and replaced with a whole bunch of pro-Trump Republicans and then some leftist liberals who are going to be gone next time around, because that's going to be the step two. This is step one, drain the swamp. Step two, pump up the swamp with new conservatives.
So do you feel like we turned a corner with Donald Trump? You know, his approval ratings are up. I kind of think the tide is turning with regards to public opinion, because I don't know about you, but I think that the average voter actually cares more about results than what people are saying about him. Do you think that this reads into a possible positive outcome for 2020 for Donald Trump?
Right now, the forecast for him is to have over 350 electoral votes with nobody coming close. So I predicted even a year ago, unless something big happens, and something big could happen in 3 years, you know, but now it's down to 2 years. He's got a re-election sewed up. Now, regarding the approval ratings, let me tell you something. Approval ratings, the way they're done today, and I look at, you know, as many as I can get my hands on, you know, that is publicly available information.
Right.
I looked at the foundations of polls, including approval ratings, which are a form of polls. They are done in such a way that they're undercounting. I mean, his approval ratings has been between 53 and 55%, and they're coming out with these bizarre numbers like 38%, 42%. Oh, it went up to 44. It didn't go up to 44. It's over 50. But
right.
The way they do it, they're going to, you know, it's the old thing with computers, garbage in makes garbage out, you know. In other words, if you have faulty assumptions in your underlying models that they use underlying models, but when they're using 2012 underlying models of the electorate, they get false results. And so I think they're almost like push polls where they're trying to push on the American people what they should believe and try to, you know, not be straight with them, or else they're just too casual in how they do their polling.
And let's not forget, these are the same polls that predicted a landslide victory for Hillary Clinton, and we all know how that turned out.
Well, absolutely. And by the way, they're also the same kind of polls that were used in Brexit incorrectly as well. Remember that?
Absolutely.
Election?
Yeah. And that is, you know, I mean, I'm living in the United Kingdom right now, and we know what a mess that is. And I think often these polls are actually used to scaremonger people into thinking in a certain way. And so I think that we have to look beyond polls.
Well, I like to look at forecasts. But if you do look at polls, what we need to do is start getting people that have underlying models that reflect the electorate much more accurately.
Right.
There are all sorts of trends going on. I look at trends. That's one of the things I look at. I look at long-term trends that are roughly on the order of 24 to 36 years. I look at short-range trends that are 2 to 8 years, and then I look at dynamic trends which are about 1 month before an election up to about 2 years before. You got to see what the trends are doing in the electorate. You can't just use old models of the electorate and expect to get good results.
Absolutely. And I think that one thing that I always want to consider with a poll is who is paying for that poll? Where is the money coming from? Because that speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It does. And you know what else? If somebody calls and say, oh, I'm from XYZ Broadcasting Company, something like that, that in itself influences the polls, because there are a lot of conservatives who want to put egg on the face of the media. And if they
right.
hear you from an NBC, a CNN, you know, things like that, they give you the wrong answer. They say, oh, yeah, I'm voting for Hillary. Everybody in our family's voting for Hillary. They're all voting for Trump, you know.
So it's really not, it's not an exact science, is it?
Well, it's not an exact science. In fact, my two most recent books are Great News for America and More Great News for America. In More Great News, I think is where I put it, I talked about the 10 or so mistakes that are made by pollsters, or the 10 things that go wrong with polls that aren't their fault, but things like this, when you have people that are contacted who refuse to give you the right answer and because they're mad at the media. And so there are these 10 major areas that cause problems with the polling results. And if you really want to get an understanding of polls in depth, read the first two chapters of More Great News for America. And then if you want to see the difference with a forecast model, read Chapter 3 and Chapter 4, and I tell you exactly what I do.
Right, absolutely. So I want to take a step back. I want to talk a little bit about, you touched upon the media. I want to talk a little bit about the media's role in all this, because unfortunately the media of today have moved away from reporting facts, and we'll touch a bit more on this after the break. So stick around, and we will be talking more to Dr. Lamiro about the media, the big, bad, fake media, after these messages. So grab a cup of tea and come right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Just joined us. You're listening to The Real Side with me, Xander Gibbs, stepping in on this Friday evening for Joe Messina. I am joined live by Dr. Gerard Lemiro, PhD. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Lemiro.
Oh, great to talk to you.
Great to have you. So before the break, so rudely interrupted us, we started to just talk a little bit about the media's role in all of this. How much control do you think they have in this situation?
Well, that's a very profound question. It's a very interesting question, too. They have quite a bit of control from their legacy, where a lot of people do listen to them. But they're constantly losing listeners and viewership. And other media sources that are more conservative and align better with the voters are actually growing. And so I think there's going to be a crossover point. And by the way, one of the trends identified in Great News for America, that book, that has been going on since 1789 in America is that every time there is an historic presidential election, the mainstream media changes, believe it or not. You know, in 1828, they had a new mainstream media. It was called the newspaper. In 1896, there was a new mainstream media. That was a big election with William McKinley, and that had the large urban press, and the magazine was sort of invented then. And we have a new mainstream media as a result of 2016, and it's really social media elements, including talk radio. Talk radio's been around, but now it's becoming a dominant force, and the old mainstream media, namely ABC, NBC, CBS, New York Times, they're still in business, but they're hurting compared to where they were in terms of their stature, their credibility, and even their business models breaking down.
Absolutely. And I kind of think that they deserve it, because I think that when you get in bed with the devil, from that perspective, you know, you deserve what's coming to you.
Now, is that a reference to Hillary Clinton?
Well, we'll save that for another show, Dr. Lemire.
I'm just being funny here, no.
Absolutely hilarious. Please don't get me started. I'm also a comedian. I could talk all night about things about Hillary Clinton, but we will save that for another show, because the devil worships her, apparently. While we have a moment, I want you to tell people where they can find you and where they can find your book.
Sure. Well, my website is greatnewsforamerica.com, greatnewsforamerica.com. I put out an article most every Monday or Tuesday, so I do about an article a week that's on the website for free, of course. And they can also read some of my other pieces that have been on there for quite some time on the website. I have about 160 web pages, so there's a lot of information.
Wow.
And in terms of books, I have written 5 books, and I'm just barely starting number 6, which I hope to have out next spring. And those 5 books are all available on Amazon. They're selling all over the world, and they're both in print edition and in Kindle edition. And they're also available from, you know, bookstores. Sometimes you have to order them because there's so many books in print, they can't keep every book in every bookstore.
No, absolutely. We had a question from the chat room that I want to put to you. And basically the question says, and it's apparently from someone called Brew, who says, does your guest think that President Trump is actually gaming the system, the media, et cetera, and is that all his plan?
The answer to that question is I think he may have a couple of missteps, but generally speaking, he is gaming them. I think he's a master at negotiating. I think he's a master at strategy. And I also think he's a master at public relations and knowing how to get his message out. And I think that he's doing, and by the way, the reason I believe he's holding up the 302 reports, which are the FBI interviews, the FISA court documents, and some of the other things, I think he's using that as leverage as soon as the Democrats get in office. And I think he's going to use that to his advantage. And I think a lot of what he's doing is really moving things in his direction, because after people take him on, you find in situation after situation, and I track what he does quite a bit because I write a lot about him, and that basically the people who try to attack him wind up losing. They think they're taking him on, and they wind up losing big time.
Absolutely, and it's been interesting to sit back and take a long hard look at these people that have attacked him, and they're dropping like flies one by one. And their credibility seems to, you know, kind of go to nothing, which I'm glad about. But I have to say, I think Donald Trump is a genius. You know, he made us think he was this person, on his TV show. And obviously that was an act. But I think he actually played that part too well. So when it came to actually saying, hey, I want to be your president, I want to run the country, I think that, people thought that he was that person. But he wasn't. He is a genius businessman that has given all of that up to make America great. And I think that that deserves a standing ovation.
Yeah. And by the way, probably most people don't realize it, but he doesn't take any salary for this job. He donates at all, which is
admirable,
I think. He's not doing it for the money.
I don't think his predecessor, Barry, would have done that, really, you know. Because you can't buy gray suits with no money, can you? Let's face it.
Well, I think he's actually a master strategist, and I think he's going to continue to surprise people because I think they continually underestimate him, and he doesn't recognize that he's out-strategized them. And I think even China thinks that they can pull off a negotiation coup with him, and I think they're going to find they can't. And that's why they have the 90-day moratorium on tariffs increases, and why ultimately I think China's going to lose.
And isn't that an interesting concept, you know, that Donald Trump says, hey, you know, we're being ripped off on tariffs. We want this to be more fair, and still the left disagrees with that, even though it would be beneficial to America and the American people.
Yeah, well, you know, most conservatives tend toward free trade, myself included, but the key or the operative word is free. And if it's, you know, 200% on one side and 10% tariff on the other, that's not free. That's very unfair. And so he's saying free trade as long as it's fair trade. That's a winning argument.
Yes, absolutely. I think it has to be, equal and comparable because it hasn't been that way for so long. And you would think that American business would be championing this, you know, from a perspective of more money in Americans' pockets from the decisions that Donald Trump is making. And I'm left scratching my head sometimes at the level of response that he gets trying to do this.
Well, there are a lot of people that aren't into, even among the corporate giants, are not into free trade, free markets, free enterprise. They want to keep the status quo because they're comfortable. They don't want necessarily to double their revenues, but they don't want to have them changed in the least bit, and they don't want any type of risk. They're risk averse.
Right.
And then the other thing is a lot of them are sort of Democrat lights or socialist in their own thinking, or progressive socialists, which are sort of trying to progress to socialism. And they're real worried about Trump because he's out of their mold. They don't control him the way they controlled other people that they donated to in the House, the Senate, and the White House. And so, he rocks the boat.
He absolutely does, and I think you definitely have something there that he's not viable. I just want to ask you one more question if we have time. This is another question from the chat room. Brew, actually, the same person that asked the other question is asking, do you think it's possible that Trump will not run in 2020?
No, I think he's running. He's going to win.
Right. Well, I hope so.
I don't see any indication, nothing that would indicate he's not going to run, and there's nothing that any of the top 40 Democrats have to offer that could beat him. Not
right,
yet, unless
absolutely.
Something changes. Things can change. But as of now, and it is hard to predict an election 2 years ahead, but as of now, he's way ahead.
Yeah, I would hope so, because I would be concerned at a Democrat government coming in now and messing up everything that the Donald has done to make the country better. That would concern me. We are at the end of our time together. Thank you so much, Dr. Lamira. Make sure you check out his website and go and buy his book. Stick around in the last hour. Mark Sutherland, political commentator from the UK, joins us. Go get a cup of tea. Make one for me. Wait, make one for Tammy. And make one for yourself. Oh, yes, Siri. We'll be back with you very soon.